There's a lot of debate over which exercise is the best, cardio or strength training, marathons or kickboxing. So many choices. What should you do? The answer? Coming up in just a minute. I'm Wendy Corr with your daily wellness tip. If you're not an athlete or a serious exerciser and you just want to improve your health or to fit into your clothes better, the idea of working out can be intimidating. Just thinking about treadmills, barbells, and weight machines can be enough to make you head straight back to the couch. Yet some of the best physical activities for your body don't require the gym or ask you to get fit enough to run a marathon. These kinds of exercises can do wonders for your health. They'll help improve your balance and range of motion, maintain a healthy weight, strengthen your bones, protect your joints, prevent bladder control problems, and even ward off memory loss. For example, swimming could be the perfect workout. The buoyancy of the water supports your body and takes the strain off painful joints so you can move them more fluidly. But, well, what if you don't like the water? Well, strength training is important. It helps keep your bones and muscles strong, which is crucial as we age. But what if we have joint or movement problems? Walking. Walking is simple yet powerful. It can help you stay trim, improve cholesterol levels, strengthen bones, keep your blood pressure in check, and lift your mood. But what if you have mobility issues? Here's what it comes down to. The best exercise is the one you will do. No matter what you choose to do to move your body, studies have shown that even if you don't lose a pound or change your body after working out, exercise will improve a range of health outcomes, including lowering your cardiovascular disease risk and staving off Alzheimer's. So just find a way to sweat and don't sweat the details. Thanks for tuning into Wellness with Wendy. I'm a certified holistic nutritionist, a mom, an entertainer, and a radio personality, so finding balance is the key to my life. I love sharing tips and tricks to help you live your best life. So for more health and wellness news and advice, follow my blog on mybighornbasin.com. See you again next time for Wellness with Wendy.